I think we need to show this clip that's really spurred this show, because this there's this clip from Todd Wagner. And Todd Wagner was the pastor of a church here in the area called Watermark Community Church. And it's a non-denominational church, pretty large church. He's recently stepped down because of pride, whatever that means. But maybe it's because he had a few too keggers or something going on.
Yeah.
Maybe that's his problem. But this guy, he has a little like podcast that he had done in the past called Real Truth Real Quick. It's really just like real heresy, real fast, real I guess, heresy. But real heresy in real hurry, I guess. But he tries to articulate why he does not believe that drinking is a sin, and somehow brings up drugs in the conversation. I mean, I can't even understand this whatsoever, but let's tee up this clip here and let's listen to a little bit here of Todd explaining to us if drinking is a sin.
Welcome to Real Truth Real Quick. My name is Rick Smith. I'm the Director of Digital Ministries here at Watermark Church in Dallas, Texas. And I'm here with our senior pastor, Todd Wagner. And so, Todd, the holidays are rolling around.
Yes, they are.
People want to have a wine with their meal. And the question is it wrong for Christians to drink alcohol?
What if the holidays not rolling around? They just want a long neck with their pizza.
Is it wrong? Is that going to send me to hell, that beer?
That's the question. Well, how about this? This is Real Truth Real Quick. Let me just answer this a few ways. First of all, drunkenness we know is wrong. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is a brawler. Whoever is intoxicated by it is not wise. That's Proverbs 20, verse 1. But I want to also read you some other stuff, because, again, we're trying to give a biblical take here. And so I'll say this, all right? 1 Timothy. Let me just read it to you. It says, but the Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times, some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to the deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons by means of hypocrisies of liars, seared in their own conscience as with a branding iron. Men who forbid marriage and advocate abstaining from foods, which God has created to be gratefully shared by those who believe and know the truth. For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with gratitude, for it is sanctified by means of the word of God and prayer. And so I wanted to say, just based on that reading alone, I don't know how you could say that the way you can tell if somebody's a Christian or not is whether or not they drink alcohol. What I would say is, if you're not a person who, whatever you do, whatever you partake in, doesn't sanctify it by the word of God and prayer, whatever you're doing, you shouldn't do. In fact, we're told to eat and drink to the glory of God. So if there's anything in your life that you're saying, I've got to have that in order for my holiday meal to be really a source of joy and pleasure to me, that's a problem. Because if you eat and drink like that food and that drink is the source of your joy, or even worse, is the source of your comfort, then no, you absolutely can't drink that stuff. But if on the other hand, you sanctify it by the word of God and prayer, somebody say, well, wait a minute, Todd, does that mean heroin's okay? I would say, yes, there is a way to use heroin, sanctifying it with the word of God and prayer. By the way, all right, if you've ever had painkillers after surgery, you've used it in moderation under the administration of a doctor who cares about you to help minimize your pain, which is a gift from God, all right, to not go through that pain. Or we give you some forms of cocaine to help you be unaware when you're having the surgery done to you. So we can use every drug, everything's given from God is good. We use it, though, for our own destruction. But let me just read you some scripture.
Okay, let's just pause it for a second.
We know that we're not
now,
to be drunk.
This is where this guy just goes so crazy. I can't even believe that he's literally saying that heroin is a gift from God. Because, you know, it's interesting. They're not King James only, which is a huge problem. And he's basically saying everything. Instead of saying like every creature is good and nothing refused, like the Bible actually says, he's suggesting just everything's good. So now, you know, toxic waste. I mean, literally, excrement that comes out of your body is a gift from God. You might as well consume that if we receive Thanksgiving. I mean, what do you see from a logical perspective? How's that different?
No, it's not. I mean, everything would be fair game, including poisons like that, waste. And here's the thing too, Pastor Shelley, is he claiming that people who would say alcohol is a sin, that that's a doctrine of devils?
I guess just saying anything is actually poisonous or bad for
it's a
you
doctrine
or
of
unhealthy.
Devils.
I mean, what about the doctor who literally is just saying like, don't eat this junk food or something? Is that a doctrine of devils now? I mean, Can we not take the Bible in context? Is it not obvious that what we're talking about here is in the Old Testament, there was dietary restrictions, and in the New Testament, Jesus Christ has brought everyone back together, and no more Jew and Gentile. There's no this separation. And those pictures of the Old Testament sacrifices of having this distinction between the Jew and the Gentile are now been broken. So you can actually eat things like pork. You could actually eat other type of animals that were considered unclean, like rabbit or other different beasts of the field that, you know, weren't dividing the hoof and you know, they weren't chewing the cud. Now we can actually eat them because we're sanctifying that creature with prayer. But to go from a camel to cocaine, I mean, I don't even know how.